You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm coming with a very heavy heart because of the terrible tragedy that took place. By now, it's already almost 2 weeks ago. And the incredible loss of life of Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and what happened to them, what was done to them, the savagery, the barbaric attitude of these people, total animalistic in their behavior in every level you can possibly think of. The question is, how do we as Jews around the world respond spiritually to the terrible horrors that are facing Klal Yisrael, first in Eretz Yisrael, but do not fool yourself, around the world at large? When I see these rallies taking place with thousands of people attending from anti-Semites around the world, cheering the activities of Hamas, Yimach Shemam v'Zichram, even in our wonderful city of New York on Times Square, and many cities around the United States, we have to respond. And I want to talk about that response today. And I want to talk in general as well. And what occurred, why it occurred, how it occurred, and how can we rectify the situation and go forward and be zocha for the ultimate gula and redemption of Klal Yisrael. The first thing that I took note of when all of this happened is when it happened. We had just spent 21 days from Rosh Hashanah on doing tshuva, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving tzedakah, being mispalel, slichos, tehillim. We had Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We then had a very powerful Yom Kippur. And then we started preparing anxiously and excitedly for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And we went through what seemed to be a beautiful Sukkos as well. Very powerful, very intense. We felt that we had accomplished our mission of spiritual rectification. We did a tshuva shlema. And we seemed to be riding high and ready, muchen and mezumen, to come to Shmini Atzeres and to celebrate the Yom Chav Simchas Torah. And before we had a chance to even get into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah on the levels we usually celebrate it with, the terrible, incredibly meshuga, animalistic, destructive attack on Achenu B'nai Yisrael living in the south part of Eretz Yisrael near the Gaza Strip, in beautiful, magnificent communities. Nobody hurting anybody. Nobody fighting anyone. Many of these cities, Jews and Arabs, live together in harmony, living a very special life. We mekayim the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, the fence, with all its warning signals and all the various security measures that were supposed to make this fence and the entire area totally defensible, with warning signals to all the armed forces, if God forbid somebody's even coming close to breach this border, we would know before they ever came to the security fence. And our troops would be there in mass to protect the citizens of that part of Eretz Israel. We felt a sense of tremendous security. And then all of a sudden, the entire security apparatus did not operate, did not function, and human beings, who are in actuality animals in the persona of human beings, the famous Chafetz Chaim used to say, when Yishmael was described in the Chumash, he's called a Pe'er Adam, an animalistic human. And the Chafetz Chaim says, B'loshon HaKodesh, the noun goes first, and then the adjective. Why is it reversed over here? To which the Chafetz Chaim says, the Rabbanu Shalom is telling us something that only Hashem knows. The noun is Pe'er. Their animalistic tendencies rule who they are and what they are. Adam, they look like human beings, but don't be fooled, they don't act like human beings. Human compassion, concern for life, respect for another human being, another Tzelem Elokim, does not exist by them, nor in their religion or their entire culture. They don't even care about their own brethren, our brethren in Gaza. All the monies they get from the entire world is not used to raise the level of living and quality of living, but they use it to manufacture weapons to destroy the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Millions and billions of dollars of aid from around the entire world, including the United States, is not used for the purpose it was given, but for only one purpose. How can we make the most sophisticated weaponry and terrorist tunnel system and missile systems and do the greatest terrorist activities we possibly can to literally eradicate the Jewish people and destroy Klal Yisrael's hold on the beautiful Eretz Hashem gave us, going back to the Bris Bein HaBesarim. But the question we have to ask, if this happened on Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres, why did it happen then? And how was it possible what happened really happened? There seems to be a gzerim in Hashemayim to allow such a terrible, horrible act to take place. As the Rambam says in Hilchas Tainus, when tragedies before Klal Yisrael on the level that we just witnessed a couple of days ago, this is no accident. This is not a mikra. There's a divine message being sent to us, and we have to delve in to understand and analyze and comprehend the message and do what we have to do. We said in the Nesana Kal Tokef that Shuva, Tfila, Tzedaka, Maviren, Roes, HaGezera, there's a Ro HaGezera over here. And there's no question we have to do Shuva and do Tfila and give Tzedaka. But we have to understand why this Ro HaGezera was made, how to rectify the situation, and ultimately end up where the whole gezeirah is torn up and peace, harmony is restored to Klal Yisrael in Eretz Israel and to Jews around the entire world. To start my analysis this morning, I'm going to use a specific message that I heard directly from my dear beloved Rebbe, Harav HaGoyen Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And the message he gave us was a message he received ultimately from his grandfather, the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, as a Kabbalah that his children and grandchildren should pass on to all the future generations to comprehend a major, major yesod in our ability to exist in this world and to be able to thrive in this world physically and spiritually. And to realize ultimately who the major enemy of Klal Yisrael is throughout the generations, how to deal with that enemy, and to realize what's going to happen at the end of time. Melchemes Gog u'Magog, which I will tell you right now, the Chafetz Chaim told his Talmidim, between World War I and World War II, Elchanan Wasserman records the words of his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, who mamish was the closest we had to a person as Ruach HaKodesh, Chayach Nevuah. And he said to his Talmidim, the ultimate battle of the world described in Zechariah, Hanavi and other Nevi'im, is going to be the Gog u'Magog confrontation that's going to confront us before the Mashiach comes. And he told his Talmidim, Gog u'Magog Milchama is a three-part war. World War One is Gog u'Magog Milchama number one. There's going to be a second world war, he said, that I'm not going to be alive at that time, but I'm telling you what's going to be. And he gave them the approximate date when this war would start taking place. That's going to be Gog u'Magog number two. And Rachmana Litzlan, that was the war of the Holocaust. But then he says, there's going to be a world war number three. The final world war. The ultimate Gog u'Magog Milchama. Described in the Nevi'im, in Zechariah and others. And that war will be primarily a war of Persia, which is Iran, and its cohorts around the world that believe in its ideology in the Arab world and outside the Arab world, who are going to confront Klal Yisrael head on, and the ultimate war will take place, and we will be fighting that war. And we have to realize how to fight that war, which is the war we're involved with at this point in time. We're now involved, many say, in Milchama number Gimel, as the Chafetz Chaim said, where members of the Muslim Persia-Iran group, the radicals of the Arab world, whose weapon is murder, murder, and more murder to accomplish your goals, giving it a spiritual essence, and making this a spiritual mitzvah. We have to know what to do and how to do it and why it's happening now. So listen to me very carefully. What Reb Chaim said to my Rebbe, the Rav of Soloveitchik, is that we have to realize that the Torah already told us when Rivka Imena was pregnant, she was told that there are two lumim v'ayich, yuparedu. Two world philosophies are going to confront each other in this world. Each one will have opposite opinions. And there'll be continual antagonism and perhaps even war between these entities. The progeny of Yaakov, the progeny of Esav, and ultimately, when Yishmael was also born, and Esav ultimately decided to intermarry with Yishmael, so became a Yishmael-Esav entity. So it's now Klal Yisrael against Edom and Yishmael. It's going to be a difficult history of the world. But ultimately, Rav Yavod Tzor at the end, Yishmael and Edom will fall, and Klal Yisrael will ultimately succeed at the end of time with the ultimate coming of the Mashiach. Chazal tell us on Esav, Halacha b'yudua Esav soni es Yaakov. Esav has an irrational hatred for Yaakov and all that he stands for, cannot be justified, but it's there. Just look at people who are anti-Semites coming out of the walls, clapping and singing and holding rallies, celebrating the destruction of men, women, and children in the most barbaric fashion. Is it understandable? Is it comprehensible? Can we even think in our mind a rationale for this type of behavior? That the major college campuses and the most sophisticated colleges, the great colleges of the United States, Harvard, number one, that students that are not part of Hamas, not part of Yishmael and their ideology, are coming out to support a band of murderers and terrorists and to justify the murder and destruction of innocent men, women, and children who were sleeping in their beds and murdered in cold blood. Yishmael is a member together with Esav. Halachi v'duash esonei es Yaakov. And Chazal tell us that when Amalek was born, the anacle of Esav, he took this animosity, this hatred, this ineschinim to a much higher level. And therefore, Rav Chaim said, Zatzal to my Rebbe, the Rav Zatzal, you'll ask me a question, who is Amalek? Bezman Hazeh in the 20th century, in the 21st century. So he said to his anacle, please spread the message. Any nation on the face of this earth, any major group of individuals, people, who have as their motto and their ideals and their goals to commit genocide against the Jewish people and to kill all the men, women, and children that are part of Klal Yisrael, they might not be necessarily genealogical members of Amalek, but they are ideological members of Amalek. And the mitzvah in the Torah contained at the end of Parshas Ki Tsetse, where the Torah tells us, Zachar, remember what Amalek did to you when you left Mitzrayim. The first major nation that attacked us in the Midbar, after Kriyas Yamsuf, before Kabbalah Satara, was Amalek. Lo Yirei Elokim, they don't have any fear for the real God who created this universe. They're out to destroy Klal Yisrael. That's their goal. That's their mantra. And that is their ultimate desire. If you are now therefore their target on a continual ongoing basis, you have a chiyuv of self-defense. Zachar v'lo shishchak, what they want to do to you. Timcha zecha malach mitachas ha-shamayim. You must militarily defend yourself. A milchemes mitzvah to protect the Jewish people around the world from the evil machshavos of all the Amalekim throughout the generations. For thousands of years, we have been harassed by different anti-Semitic regimes in the world who come from Malchus Edom or Malchus Yishmael, committing all types of genocidal acts against us. I'm not going to go through Jewish history now, but you know what I'm talking about. And therefore, Reb Chaim said, in our generation, the two more foremost groups of people that are the contemporary Amalekim of our specific period of time is the Nazis, Machshman v'Zichram. They're going to be, as our Soloveitchik says, they are the Amalekim of our Tekufa, the 20th century. They want to commit genocide against every man, woman, and child of Klal Yisrael. And that mission was encouraged by the Mufti of Jerusalem, representing the radical members of the Yishmaelim of the Arab world, of the Muslim world. And when the Germans were annihilated by the world powers coming together to destroy that Amalek of that period, that endangered, in fact, the entire humanity of mankind, came along the radical members of the Yishmaelim of the Arab world. Hamas and his cohorts, Hezbollah and others, are part of that cohort, are part of that group. And as Rav Soloveitchik said, they are the Amalekim of our current generation that we unfortunately have to deal with. And realize that the mitzvah of Timcha Zecha Amalek now applies to each and every one of them that is threatening the existence of Jews throughout the world, and especially Jews living within the borders of Eretz Israel. Let us call it what it is and describe what it is and realize that their ideals and goals are totally maniacal. We can't comprehend them. And they will even use their own Arab brethren as human shields to allow them to kill others and prevent us from killing them, as we see now in the siege of Gaza. One of the reasons Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael have not made a ground force entry yet into Gaza is because we fight wars differently than the rest of the world, who are animals. We'll fight military against military, but we don't want to kill innocent civilians. What nation fights a war and warns a nation about to be attacked if you're not part of those militants or the army wanting to kill us? Save yourself. Run to an adjacent nation, kingdom of your Arab world who don't have those intentions. Save your lives. Get out of our way. These people don't like you besides not liking us. They're using you as human shields. And the purposeful kidnapping of hostages from those cities in the south of Israel and people being taken back. Little babies in chicken coops brought back. Men, women, senior citizens, and not only the Jews, even non-Jews who were living in those communities harmoniously with our Jewish brethren. The only reason they took these hostages and didn't kill them is to use this as a way of protecting themselves from the Jewish people's army, the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzivos Hashem, from being noikim nakama and punishing them. I mean, chayim mitzvah timcha. We don't want to kill the hostages. We don't want to kill innocent civilians. So far, our entry into the battle with our soldiers is being held back. Many different reasons, but one of them, not to kill people who are innocent or be held hostage. Very difficult situation. But what I want to point out to you that history gives us an entire set of clues how to deal with Amalek. Go back to the first encounter we had with Amalek in Parshas Bishalach. When Amalek attacked us, the Rabbanu Shalom gave Moshe orders, which he did, and he told Yeshua, I'm making you commander-in-chief of an army, and I want you to fight a war with the best and finest soldiers we have, even the biggest tzaddikim, to counter the military threat of Amalek. Mekayim b'mitzvah of Timcha Zeichas Amalek. But then the Rabbeinu Shalom said something else. I want you to know, I want you to record this for perpetuity, that the animus of Amalek is not only against the Jewish people, but Yad al-Keska, their ultimate goal is to make a battle with the God of Israel and with the Torah of Israel, besides the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael. They want to substitute their religion, their Bible, their prophets, their ideology, and literally obliterate ours, and therefore become what they think in their mind, the chosen people. Not only do they want to kill us, they want to take the homeland promised to us by God in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, and mentioned many, many times later on in the biblical text, that the land's given to us as a Marasha, as the eternal heritage of the Jewish people, Pashas Va'era, the same way the Torah is given to us as an eternal heritage of the Jewish people, as our Marasha. Torah is inseparable from the Jews. Eretz Yisrael is in a separate entity from the Jews. But they want to change God's divine historical plan. Ki Yad al Keska, they're lifting the hand to the throne of God, making a war with me. Anti-Semitism is not only war against the Jews, it's a war against the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki Yad al Keska, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Bishalach. Therefore, Hashem says to us, I'm also participating. And what's the participation? If you look in the Psukim and Parshas Bishalach, it is very, very explicit. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I want you to make this announcement. Ki Yad al Keska, because they're trying to eliminate everything that Hashem wanted to happen in this world. Milchama l'Hashem b'amalek midardar. Hashem will continually fight with us in our battles against Amalek throughout the generations until the end. But Hashem says, don't worry, macha emcha. I will eliminate that anti-Semitic hashkafa from the world when we come to the end of time. That's not your job, nor do you have the capacity of eliminating anti-Semitism from the face of this world, the Milchemes Gog and Magog will be the final battle where I will help you when you're Timcha defending yourselves and fighting your part of the battle. Mocha Emcha, I'll fight on my divine level and eradicate their whole Hashkafa, their whole ideology.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
And all those who want to support that ideology, not only in Eretzel, but around the world, whoever wants to keep that ideology alive will be eliminated in Milchemes Gog Magog. This is an explicit message in the Sifrei Nevi'im, in all of our Talmudic and literature, and Midrashic literature. The Yalkut Shimoni tells us that when the threat of Persia against not only Jews, but against many of their Arab brethren will become so staunch, so severe, threatening atomic war, the Midrash tells us that the Arab world starts to freak out. Saudi Arabia and all the other Arabs are afraid of the bloodthirsty nature of the Iranian Persian Empire. Who's leading this Gog and Magog assault? Who's supporting it? Who's funding it? Hamas and Hezbollah are only surrogates of the Iranian Empire. Realize the truth. Don't listen to the lies being mentioned by reporters or the news services on the face of this earth. Let the truth speak for itself. The Rabbeinu Sham says in this Medrash that when everybody is rushing to figure out how to handle Persia, Klal Yisrael asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Sham, what are we supposed to do? And the Rabbeinu Sham answers, and I want you to hear his answer in this Medrash Chazal. The Rabbeinu Sham says to Klal Yisrael, you are my chosen people. You are my Am HaNivchar. The whole world was created because of you coming into existence and being mekabel al macha shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. Your diam segula, it's your Torah, your hashkafa, your love for Hashem, your love for Hashem's Torah, your love for mankind, your love for Eretz Yisrael that keeps this world going. Do you think Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to let you be destroyed by the Amalekim of the universe? Do you think I'm going to let their theology and their behavior to destroy my chosen people, my Am HaNivchar? Hashem says in that Medrash, you do what you have to do. Timcha zeches Amalek. But realize, mocha emcha, I will finish off the job permanently, as you will see upon the conclusion of Milchemes Gog u'Magog. You will never have that threat anymore. But now we have to come to a very sensitive area. How does Amalek have the ability to challenge us? What power do they have to even think they can overpower the Jewish people? So Chazal tell us, if you look in Rephidim where they had their first assault, Chazal tell us the word Rephidim in Teresh Baal Peh, interpreting Teresh B'Ksav, explains that certain acts of sin of chet of Klal Yisrael, when there's the Aridu Ruchanas of Klal Yisrael in two major areas, we raise the power of Amalek momentarily and give them empowerment to threaten our existence. What were the two areas? Rafida means Raf Yidei Medivrei Torah, when there's a lack of spiritual observance of Torah of Mitzvahs. assimilation, acculturation, hatred of our fellow Jew, but in this case, preventing even a Jewish brethren having the ability to worship Hashem during the Yom HaRayim and Yom Kippur. When you see a lack of achdus of the Jews fighting with each other, openly in the streets, showing total disunity between a Jew and a Jew. Those, which is called the concept of peridim, refidim, taking the letters and reorganizing them. When there's a lack of achdus of the Jews and there's total separateness, secular against religious, religious against secular. Sinas chinam. And at the same point in time, a lack of religious observance. It gives, unfortunately, I'm all like the ability. Please, I'm speaking, I cannot be interrupted.
Oh,
I love it.
I love it.
No, Jonathan,
so
you're here.
It's okay. I'm an old lady.
When you have these events taking place, it gives, unfortunately, Molech a momentary ability to raise its ugly head. What was our response in the Midbar? Yeshua was Mekayim Timcha by having a Jewish army fight them. And we won. But we had another thing. Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went up to the mountain and started praying to Hashem. And they did it in front of the Jewish soldiers who were fighting. And the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that when the Jews saw what their leadership was doing and praying to God, they also started praying to God, the soldiers fighting that war. And when the Meshabel Libam Avinu Shebeshamayim, when they show they're totally subservient to Hashem's rule and they need divine help, Siyata Deshmaya, with God's help to win this war, they succeeded in defeating Amalek at that point in time. But Talmidim Talmidos, this is not a one-time historical occurrence. I want to tell you something that is simply incredible that I can't describe to you, but something that happened to my Rebbetzin and myself 2 weeks ago when the attack took place. The Rebbetzin, she lived in Buel Naomi, and myself learned Tanakh Yomi every day, a Perek of Tanakh. And at the time of the attack that took place on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the Nach Yomi, which is a program organized by the wonderful organization, the OU, we were holding in Megillas Esther. And when we started learning the Parakim of the evil plan of Haman Achashverosh to commit genocide against all the Jewish people of the Jewish Persian Empire, and the Sfar was sent out. Lahashmid, laharog, laabed, as kol ha-Yehudim, minar adzokim v'taf v'noshim, v'yom echad. The declaration of genocide against the people of the world, the Jews contained in the Persian Empire. Ironically, we were learning that Pasha, and a terrible, horrible attack took place. I said to the Rebbetzin, there is a message Hashem is sending us, all those who learn Tanakh Yomi, that what's happening now is an attack of Amalek once again against the Jewish people, not just in Eretz Israel, but internationally. Be very, very careful. Watch yourselves, no matter what country you live in. People are being stabbed and hurt. And thank God we have at least Malchios, like America, that are trying to protect its Jewish citizens. Be makato for that. Many times in Jewish history, you didn't have the national governments and countries we were living willing to protect the Jewish people against our adversaries. There's Per Shabbos in our community, in the five towns. The amount of police protection we had with major weapons of war in every shul, in every place of prayer, in all major Jewish institutions. Helicopters were put above to watch over us. There were maritime police boats from the sea put into use. Every weapon they had to protect the citizens was there. This is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Going back to my experience of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, I said to my Rebbetzin, what did Esther and Mordechai ultimately do as we continued learning Megillas Esther? They remembered the Musa Shmuz of Pashas B'Shalach. And they realized, Mordechai and Esther, to prevent this terrible tragedy from taking place, Jews have to do two things. There's a gzeira against us. We got to rectify it. We have to do tshuva. And we also have to realize that ultimately speaking, we have to cause all the Jews to come together be'achdus as one Jewish people. Mik'am b'chi Yisrael g'ayecha b'aretz. The power we have is we had by Har Sinai at Kabbalah Satara. Ke'ish echad u'balev echad. That's the way Hashem wants to see us. And that's what exactly happened. Kenos kol ha-Yehudim. Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And then Napachu. The evil decree of Haman v'Achashverosh was eradicated. And on the contrary, Jewish people were given the ability to defend themselves by royal edict of the Persian emperor. And we had the ability to fight our enemies. And the Megillah tells us we killed all the Amalekim of that time that wanted to kill the Jewish people. As the Targum Sheni interprets, all those who attacked us were Amalekim, who are part of the Hashkafa of Haman v'Achashverosh, of total genocide of the Jewish people. They therefore identified Rav Chaim as ideological Amalekim wanting to destroy us. And we reacted in kind. Habola hagecha hashkin v'harigo, the timcha zechas Amalek. But we also prayed to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We were mispalel, because our prayer is an empowerment for Hashem to take hold of the situation. Emekayim macho emcha, the obliteration of the Amalek essence and ideology and power that they have in this world, and its total eradication. My dear brothers and sisters, we are now confronting a similar situation. And I hate to say it, many, many weeks ago, I was afraid of what was happening. The whole machlokes of judicial reform ended up being a total different machlokes. It turned secular Jews against religious Jews. A total separation of Klal Yisrael, with all different types of rallies against the Orthodox and the Jewish Torah part of Eretz Israel by secularists, threatening us, telling us you're not welcome here, you're not welcome there. I don't want you in Tel Aviv. There was a separateness I've never seen before until many, many years earlier when this initial type of controversy took place. But besides the separation of Jews from each other, the inability for Jews, even a secular Jew, to be able to observe Yom Kippur properly, which they want one day a year, to be able to pray to God in the Dizengoff Square in Tel Aviv, to express their belief that there's a God in this world and pray to God, even if they do nothing else during the year, but that's something holy and precious for them. For people, the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, to come and disturb those prayer meetings and not allow them to experience a real Yom Kippur. The secularist Jews who wanted to pray to God could not believe there are Jews who didn't want them to pray to God at least once a year. It's unbelievable. When I saw that happening, I started getting very scared. This is not the way the Jews should act. and Rachmana Litzlan. Once again, as I mentioned before, when there's separation amongst the Jews and the defiance of spiritual parts of our legacy of the Torah purposely being performed, we become subject to Amalek. And the attack of Hamas was the attack of Amalek of our generation with all its cohorts. And that's what we're experiencing now. And the only way we can rectify this and be successful in our Timcha Zech Amalek is to remember a specific pasuk in Sefer Mishle. When it comes to fighting wars, the pasuk says in Mishle, Smus Muchan L'yom HaMelchama, prepare your horses for the day of war. But the ultimate victory is in the hand of God. The pasuk's interpreter, Rabbeinu Bachya and others, in the following fashion. B'derech HaTeva, we have to have the finest and best military on the face of this earth that are trained in warfare, know how to fight a battle in the most sophisticated fashion, with the most sophisticated weaponry, with the proper tachsisa milchama. It's our incumbency when it comes to self-protection, to mekayim timcha, to have an army of such a quality and of such a quality. But despite that, we have to realize the ultimate victory of our army in Klal Yisrael is the help of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We need the macha emcha besides the timcha that we're doing. And to accomplish that, we have to come back to God and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every segment of Klal Yisrael, from the ultra right to the ultra left, and everybody in between, has to pray to God to save us, to help us, to show us how we want to return to the worship and belief in God's divine powers of controlling everything that happens in the universe, and especially everything that happens on the face of this earth, and especially everything that happens in the confines of Eretz Israel. Hashem is in ultimate control of everything that's going on. And therefore we have to pray and pray and pray and say Tehillim. I will tell you that the Moetzes Gedolim of Aguda put out, if you want 3 kapitlach to say every day, they singled out kapitl Pe Gimel, kapitl Kuf Lamed, and kapitl Kuf Mem Beis. Kapitl 83, 130, and 142. There are many more kapitlach you can say as well, but those were singled out by the Gedolim of the Moetzes a couple of days ago. I see incredible hesiris around the world that everybody is praying. People who never prayed before and went mispalo for our wonderful, wonderful IDF who have been moiser nefesh to protect Eretzel for the last 75 years, risked their life, died for the sake of the safety of Eretz Israel in all the wars. Certain people didn't pray for them. Most of us did pray for them. Now everybody's praying for the IDF to have the siyata d'shmaya v'kodesh baruch hu to accomplish what they have to do with the help of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The achdus now of Klal Yisrael, when the reservists were come to fight the war, they never had 100% cooperation of 100% of all the reservists to come to fight previous wars. In this war, we have more than 150% of reservists coming to fight the war. Total achdus, all backgrounds of Jews, from the right to the left and everybody in between, have come to fight this milchemes mitzvah on behalf of Klal Yisrael, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but for Klal Yisrael around the world. The achdus has been reunited in every level whatsoever. The belief in God has been enhanced. Many people now who are secularists say, no, we're going to put on tefillin and talis again. We're going to start dressing more tznius. We heard this when people make these declarations. I'm going to wear a yarmulke again. I'm going to have pride and show my children and grandchildren we are Jews. And that's our culture, that's our history, that's our religion, and that's what keeps us going for thousands of years. And that's the source of our ultimate success. There is a tshuva movement developing now. A mass tshuva movement realizing that this war is existential. Don't fool yourself. It's not just limited to Eretz Israel. Just look in the charters of Hamas, who say their stated goal, as well as the Iran and everybody else is part of that cohort, is to destroy the Jewish people. When you look in Kapitel Pei Gimel, which I mentioned before, you will see the statement of all the nations that come against us. They want to destroy us as a nation. Nobody should remember the Jewish people anymore. The same edict of Purim is mentioned in the Kapitel Tehillim Pei Gimel, which is being actually staged now in front of our eyes in the Mideast and around the world. This is the final milchama that the Chafetz Chaim talked about. World War III, the milchama is Gog and Magog. And we have to win it, but we have to win it not only by physical strength, but with Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. There's a pasuk we say every day in the Lamnatzeach we recite between Asher Valetzion, where the kapitel ends off. Eila Berechev Eila Besusim Vanachlu B'Shem Elokim Naskir. The world thinks that that country, that nation that has the most sophisticated weaponry, the greatest chariots and horses, which today are the greatest war machines we have when it comes to planes and missiles, bombs, they think that will determine what is going to be the ultimate result of a war. But that's not the truth. What's our ultimate statement? B'shem Elokim Nikra, we call out to Hashem because we realize, even though we prepared our horses, Susmuch L'Mechama, L'Hashem Atshua, the ultimate success is B'meshavet L'Beinu L'Avinu She'B'Shemayim, to God in heaven, and asking for Hashem's divine intervention to let us succeed in our Milchama, our Milchemes Mitzvah, to bring a Kiddush Hashem of Klaisal survival and spiritual elevation of the world to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Rabbi Kiva said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, before he was killed, of the Asar HaMugam Malchus, he said to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it might be in our generations that Klal Yisrael alone might recognize who the real God of the world is. There are all types of make-believe religions that have come up to replace this. But Hashem Echad, one day the entire world will recognize there's no other God but the Ribbono Shalom. Hashem Echad. Rabbi Kiva was an eternal optimist to the last day of his life. You will see one day that the whole world will recognize there's only one God in this world. And that's why Yeshaya says at the end of time, there'll only be one place in the world as being the public place of worship of the one God. Yeshaya says, Ki Beisi Beis Tefila Yekara L'Chol HaAmim. The Beis HaMikdash will become at the end of time after Gog and Magog war is complete, and the Amaleks of the world are eradicated, and anti-Semitism no longer exists. There'll no longer be a Shibat HaMalchis, as the Rambam says. And peace, shalom, will reign in the world, as the Nevi'im prophesies in their various prophetic works. At that time, the world will recognize the Achdus of Hashem. We're not asking them to become Jews. They can be righteous B'nai Noach, and there can be rewarded a place in the world to come, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim. But we're coming to a ketugufa now of the full, ultimate battle of time that was forecast by Chazal in the prophetic literature and mentioned by the Chafetz Chaim Zecher Tzaddik Livracha in his last will and testament to his Talmidim before he passed away. We're holding in this final battle. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. I can't tell you how easy it's going to be. I can't comfort you of how uncomfortable you might be. But I want everybody listening to me today, or those who will listen to this tape in the future, to realize that we are active participants in this specific battle. Even though we're not part of the IDF, and we're not fighting this war ourselves, but we are fighting the war from a spiritual level and from a monetary level. We have to unite in prayer, as is being done now around the world, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the united Jewish people. Ke'ish echa belev echad. We have to pray and pray and pray. We have to practice acts of tzedakah v'chesed, the most powerful tool that we have. Rav Moshe Kodavero, the leading Kabbalist, the Rebbe of the Ari HaKadosh, in his Sefer Toma Devara, writes that the ultimate way that we connect to Hashem is in the midah of Chesed. Halachta b'derachav. The world was created by God with Chesed, and we have to emulate that Chesed. By giving of our financial resources, b'chol mehodech and our avos Hashem, to help Achenu b'nei Yisrael that are in an esat zara, to help pay for their needs and necessities that have been destroyed by our enemy, by giving our soldiers the weaponry they need and the protective shields they need to protect themselves in the unfortunate activity of warfare, helping Hatzalah, helping Zach, helping all the world organizations that are involved in Klal Yisrael, to help the wounded of Klal Yisrael, to help those who have lost their homes because they've been destroyed by the weapons of evil, Hamas and others. We got to do chesed on levels we never did chesed before. We got to do tzedakah on levels we never did tzedakah before. And we got to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a unified fashion on a level we never prayed before. This is our mission. This is the army of Klal Yisrael, as Moshe and Aaron and Hur stood on that mountain. My service in the bond, they told us, as Mordechai Yeskel told Klal Yisrael, to pray in the Persian Empire threat. We got to pray and pray and say to Hillel and pray more. Better our Torah v'mitzvahs. Increase our Torah v'mitzvahs. Increase our charitable contributions. And show the Ava, the love we have, without a limit, to all Achenu b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. That's our mission. That's our part of the battle. Emulating Moshe, Aaron, and Hur, Mordechai Esther, and the tzaddikim of the past. Realize our mandate. Realize our responsibility. And realize that if we do what we have to do, and Klal Yisrael unites together, a collective prayer, collective charity, and collective achdus of all of members of Klal Yisrael, with unlimited avas Hashem, avas Torah, avas Yisrael, and ava for Eretz Yisrael. If we all unite behind these four concepts and show the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're going to do the Timcha. We're going to do what we're able to do in prayer, helping the Mechias Amalek. But Hashem, ki yad al keska macha emcha, we need your final completion of the job. Let's hope and pray that the time will come near that this Mohammed's Gog and Magog will end, as the Navi says, for the total redemption of Klal Yisrael, elimination of Amalek from the face of this earth in totality, the total eradication of any form of anti-Semitism from this point on, the total taking away of any Shibud HaMalchias trying to influence the Jews how to conduct their life. We should be zochu for the time of Shalom and Bracha, the time of coming of Mashiach. We believe Yeshua Hashem Ke'erav Ayin, Hashem can come and cause the redemption instantaneously, miraculously, L'malo Miderach HaTev, if we do the proper tshuva. Sof Yisrael L'Gael, at the end we'll undergo a total geula. Siyim B'mishpat Yipadeh V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. Tzedakah V'Chesed will be the final Makkah B'Patish to cause our total return and total redemption. Let us keep on doing all of what we have to do. And you will see, as time continues, the ultimate geula taking place in Bias Mashiach Sidkenu, in the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash, Ki Beis Di Beis Tefila Karuch HaLamim. We'll see all the Nizavuos coming to fore, and we'll be able to be Zocha for the Olam Shel Kulo Tov, for a world that God wanted to exist on the face of this earth, in all parts of the world, that everybody should live in peace and harmony, and the Malachas of Hashem, of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, will be filled in our lifetime. Amen v'amen. Thank you for listening to me, and continue your Avedas Hashem as part of our battle for the ultimate success of Klal Yisrael. V'chein yiratzon. Amen v'amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.